birth control wars and new techniques. At whose expense? This is MIM Notes and Commentary from the Maoist Internationalist Movement. Even the first world women who can afford silicone breast implants are the guinea pigs for the patriarchal medical industry, as new evidence about ignored safety problems with the implants reveals. But when it comes to the important geopolitical issue of birth control and fertility, the methods of medical experimentation and enforcement are even more brutal and destructive. The latest is Northplant. It's called one of the most effective, long-lasting, reversible contraceptive methods ever developed. Norplant is a flexible implant of 6 tubes filled with a synthetic hormone inserted under the skin of a woman's upper arm. It releases the hormone slowly into the bloodstream, providing effective contraception for as long as 5 years. Many see Norplant as a dream come true, but its developer, the Population Council, and the representatives of international capital have once again coerced third world women into living the nightmare of the contraception guinea pig. Of the more than 55,000 women who have participated in clinical studies of Norplant, 70% were in Asia and the Pacific or Latin America. Norplant has been inserted into the arms of about 500,000 Indonesian women since 1981, first on an experimental basis and then as part of the government-run National Family Planning Program. Significant numbers of women want the devices removed when they suffer irregular menstrual periods, Norplant's most common unwanted effect. But many service providers have forced or coerced them into continuing with the method. Norplant advocates refer to high continuation rates to imply that women like the device. But getting Norplant removed requires trained medical personnel and sterile conditions. It's hard to find health service providers capable of safely removing the device in many places where it's used. Many women also faced resistance from trial investigators who were afraid taking the devices out would weaken their experimental data. In the United States, Norplant costs about $500. Although cheaper in the long run than the birth control pill, its high one-time costs prevent many women and public clinics from using it. But Norplant can be had at low or no cost in some countries because of funding from international imperialist banks and their population control programs. The myth that population growth causes hunger is used to justify oppressive population control. But just as some countries have successfully lowered fertility rates without showing a corresponding drop in hunger, those using socialist methods to improve quality of life have led to a reduction in population growth. Overpopulation is only relative overpopulation, and poverty is its number one cause. Coercive contraception and forced sterilization to control populations reinforce the system of international exploitation called imperialism, which causes poverty. The nature of Norplant makes it easy to use in a forced manner. It's quick to implant, effective, relatively cheap, lasts a long time, and a woman can't easily take it out herself. In better conditions, Norplant could be the best reversible, long-lasting contraceptive choice for some women, if they had a choice. So far, its testing and abuse has endangered the health of many, mostly third world women, and left the door open for more coercive use in the future. For a footnoted transcript of this report, write to MIM Notes and Commentary, P.O. Box 3576, Ann Arbor, Michigan 48106.